SBS Radio.
Sophia Chia runs an online florist store called Anchor Flowers and Crafts, based in Western Sydney. It's a social enterprise she started in September of 2014 that also trains migrant and refugee women floristry skills and aims to help build confidence in their English skills. Ms. Chia says she hopes through the program, new arrivals in the country will feel more empowered to enter the workforce.
I realised that, you know, a lot more migrant and refugee women coming to Australia mainly have limited skill and English, so most of the time making them feel, you know, not confident from what they can do. So what I offer to them is part of the learning flower arrangement to make them happy, and then the next day is let them think about the future. Even they have limited English, even they have they thought that they don't have a skill, but now they can do flower, which means they can do something. So it's the part of the confidence is the most important.
Ms. Chia says her own experience inspired her to start a small business grounded on embracing inclusivity.
From my experience as a migrant, I found that, you know, when I came to Australia, even go to order the food, or, you know, I feel really difficult for myself. And at most of the time, I don't confident that I can do, you know, a lot of things, because the women showing that, you know, it's really useful for them. And even though I have a lot of struggle in my work, but when I hear people that this is what they want, this is really important for them. So that does keep me doing my work.
While previous studies show that workplace inclusion in Australia has improved over time, there is still significant scope for improvement. Workforce participation of people with a disability is almost 30% below those without a disability. The gender pay gap remains at about 15%, and reported experiences of discrimination because of ethnic origin or religion has more than doubled between 2007 and 2017. John Omani, the author of a new report by Deloitte Access Economics, says social inclusion is much more than simply combating racism.
Social inclusion is about a lot more than just anti-discrimination legislation. It's giving people all of the opportunities to have the most prosperous life that they can. That is access to health services, education services, participating in the community. And they can operate as a virtuous circle. So once people have better education, they'll have better employment prospects, and of course that can lead to better health benefits and other things as well.
SBS Managing Director James Taylor says the report demonstrates that greater inclusivity is not only a public benefit, but can also be a major economic opportunity.
Well, Australia has a well-earned reputation as being both a multicultural and inclusive society, a place where, irrespective of who you are or where you're born or what you believe, you can participate. What this Deloitte report demonstrates in economic terms is that we can do better. And if we can create teams and workplaces and communities that are more diverse and more inclusive, there's economic benefit for all Australians, not just those who are being included.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has urged businesses to pump profits back into the economy through investment rather than prioritising shareholder returns. Peter Strong, the Chief Executive of the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia, says while investment into research and development is important, better utilisation of a diverse workforce is crucial for small businesses.
Skills training for new arrivals is definitely overlooked. We used to be so much better at it going back to the early 90s, the 1980s, and for some reason that hasn't gone the way it should have, and that's some of that's due to the employment service funding process. So we need to get out there and react much more quickly to those areas, and the best way to do that is to go down to local communities and find those communities where they've got a higher number of people that have just arrived and work with them, empower those communities to go and work with their local TAFE colleges or their local training providers, and between them all they come up with a proposal that works in their community.
Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.